every night, box scores aren't going in our favor, and it's tough to stay mentally engaged once things kind of start spiraling. But, you know, that's the name of the job, and being able to find our way out of that and keeping things positive. We have guys in the clubhouse who are plenty positive and try to pick us up, and we're gonna be okay by the end of this.
Kramer seemed to be pretty confident that they're going to be okay by the end of it. Ed, do you share in his confidence?
I don't know if I'm as confident as Kramer right now, especially with the starting pitching. You just got swept by Detroit. I'm starting to lean to your guys' side with the hitting. It's just like, what do you do each game when you're not scoring any runs and you just keep leaving runners on base?
And I say again, the Baltimore Ravens had one of the greatest defenses in the history of the National Football League. They could tell you to score 13 points and we'll win the game. But not often can you win games when your defense, or I should say your offense, continues to put a defense on the field. Why do I use that comparison? Well, yesterday the Orioles pitching, you know, Kramer had a bad inning. He did, early in the game. And then he held them for a while. Next thing you know, it's 7-0. Well, how often can I go out there? It was 2-0 all the way to the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs, putting runners on. At some point, you got to score me some runs. At some point, you got to get some pressure off of me. It's a 7-0 game, man. Yeah, you saw that. But what you did not see is the constant leaving runners in scoring position, and now I'm pitching tight.
Yeah, we talked about this last week, where if you don't give guys some breathing room, they pitch very tight. Mm-hmm. Although I'm kind of reluctant to give that pass to Kramer, because it just hasn't looked really good at all. But they got to score, and it's becoming it's a problem now. It's really become a problem, and I'm starting to wonder, like, after Wazzy, what's going on here?
It just kind of unraveled quick, too. Yeah. I mean, you give up the runs early, but up until that, for a while there, he only had one hit that he gave up.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it going, well, he's actually pitching better than Scooble, except for one mistake, and it didn't matter. Because if Scooble gets a guy on, he's going to work through it, and he's going to do what he does. Same thing with Kramer. Like, I mean, we're looking at it. He's got a 7-run ERA. And this is what I get into. So, and it's so frustrating. There's so many guys taking victory laps, and I feel like there's more people in this city, this town, whatever you want to call it, that would rather be right than have their team actually be good. And all the people that are taking victory laps, they didn't do enough in the offseason. Look at all the effing injuries. And I'm not trying to listen to anyone say, I don't want any excuses. It's an excuse when you lost 7 of your 10 starting pitchers.
Jeremy, can I paint this picture for you? Tomo is pitching well, am I right?
Yeah, that's it.
Kay Povich is pitching pretty decent, right? Okay, can you imagine that rotation if you added Bradish, Grayson, and Eflin to that?
Yeah.
Now you got a 5-man rotation.
By the way, it's not even about adding those guys. It's about taking away the guys you have right now, because these aren't guys. Like, Charlie Morton should never touch a baseball for this team again.
And the only reason he does, because those guys are gone.
They're all hurt.
Yes.
Like, Chase McDermott's making his way back. Eflin will be back next month. I don't know what to tell you about Grayson, but all these people are saying this. Like, I saw somebody tag me in a thing this morning saying, oh, this guy said they were going to go to the World Series. Yeah, I did. I thought this team would go to the World Series. I thought they'd make moves at the trade deadline. I did not think they'd lose their front two starting pitchers. I didn't think they'd start the season without their best player, that the kid that should have won Rookie of the Year last year in left field wouldn't play after a handful of games because he got hurt. Looking at your third baseman who's been hurt all season and went for an over 30. Like, You're not predicting those things to happen. That's not what anybody said. And everybody goes, well, they should have signed more starting pitching. Who? Just tell me who you wanted them to sign.
They've got the worst runs allowed in the American League and the second worst run differential in baseball. The Rockies are just...
I mean, playing Coors, too.
I mean, they've only won 4 games this year. I mean, they just got awful. But the Orioles have the worst run differential in the American League and have given up the most runs. I mean, it's not good.
No, it's awful.
Brandon Young pitched on Saturday, the first game of the doubleheader. And you go, if you scoreboard scout, you can say he walked 5 batters. He did walk 5 batters. He walked 5 batters in the first 2 innings. He gave up 2 runs. Then after that, he settled down. He ended up pitching 4 2/3 innings, giving up 3 earned runs. Why did he not pitch the fifth inning? Because the Orioles weren't scoring any effing runs. And now you got to take him out and get the bullpen and the hope that you hold pat, that you stay there and not give up any more runs. Orioles ended up scoring 2 more runs late. And they lose 4-3. Again, you can scoreboard scout all you want, but if you're watching the game, you
came back and tied it, right? And then they gave up the fourth run in the eighth inning or something? Am I right on that? On Saturday?
No, they never tied it.
It wasn't 3-3. Oh, so I got it. It was 4-3.
Right.
They were up 4-2.
They could never they could never catch up. But that's what you look. Now you got to go to your bullpen a lot early. Why? Because this kid gave you everything that he had, and he, you know, you don't want him to give up more runs because you can't score more runs. Second game of the doubleheader, they lose 6-2. Tigers scored 3 in the third inning. It was 6. It was with 3-2, and then all of a sudden the bullpen gives up 3 more runs, and there you go. There you go.
Can I? We talked about Kobe Mayo ranking in the minor leagues. Is it time to talk about what Mountcastle's been doing at the major league level?
Nothing.
I mean, it's, again, this is where you get into the ebbs and flows of streaky players, and the Orioles have a handful of them on their roster right now. And when things are going bad, and they're all going bad at the same time, this is what you wind up with. Tyler O'Neill's hurt. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. That's something you kind of expected. And you talked about, like, they were listing all the guys that had something barking yesterday. Like, all these injuries that they're trying to play through.
Yeah. Okay, yesterday's lineup, Urias is batting 317. 317. Take him out. Let me give you the other batting averages. 184, 220, 207, 100, 0, 197, 136, and 233. And that's the batting average after the game, because remember, Jorge Mateo had 2 hits yesterday.
That sounded like my paychecks at WNSC.
Bring his average up to 130. Now
that's four guys not batting 200.
Yeah. Now, you know, we don't worry about average as much. We worry about OPS, but let's look at slugging. No. Let me give you on-base percentage, because I think that's a huge part of helping out. On-base percentages, 200, 256, 261. We're not counting Urias's. We already said that. 200, 091, 239, 136, 317. Those are on-base percentages. And, of course, Urias is 386. But that's the starting lineup for yesterday's 7-0 loss against Tarek Skubal, who went 6 innings, striking out 11. Mm. Tarek Skubal's 5 of his first 6 outs recorded were strikeouts. So that's where they are right now.
Yeah. It's stunning. When you look at the line, I mean, I was looking at it this morning before the show. I'm like, wow. And I know it wasn't, you know, you didn't have your starting catcher, you didn't have your starting center fielder, but the people that showed up yesterday on that lineup card, it's stunning to look at how bad the batting averages are. And you still have to look at that. And on-base percentage, you said, is awful. I mean, but to have 4 guys batting under 200.
Yeah. If a guy is batting 230, but his on-base percentage is 350, I'm cool with that.
Oh, that's, yeah.
We don't have that. We don't have that, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just... That's not the case here. He's batting 220 and his on-base percentage is 256.
I mean, the only thing you really have to hang your hat on is the way that the bullpen's been pitching, and they're getting ready to ruin that. I mean, these starters can't go 5-6 innings. Like what Sagano did the other day after giving up. You looked at the start and he gives up 2 runs. You're like, oh, not today. And then that SOB goes 7 innings.
Yeah, it just says enough.
Yeah.
Enough. I mean, what gets me, though, again, let me go back to Brandon Young on Saturday. If the Orioles are scoring runs, you might let them go through the 5th. Hell, you might consider letting them come back out in the 6th if you think you're scoring runs. But because when you're not scoring runs, Ed, it completely determines what you do with your pitching. It changes everything because now you manage with a panic. I can't give up more runs. Why? Because we're not scoring. We got to hold them right here. Because if I give up any more runs, this game is over. And that's how that's how he's managing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, you know, it sucks for him because you talk about his management, people question that with the different lineups and this and that and resting Cedric and all. But he's not the one who's not getting on base. It's just at some point, like, what do you do with this? How do you fix this problem where they're not hitting? The run differential is terrible. The runs against, I hate to give it a pass, but I will because the starting pitching has been decimated. These guys shouldn't be starting for this team for the most part. You know,
yesterday's not a great example, though, with that lineup, though, right? Because that was kind of...
Well, that's what he's saying. These guys shouldn't even be starting.
Well, Mateo gets 2 hits. Maybe put those in your back pocket. But, again, you look at Sanchez, Mateo, the guys that they put out yesterday. I know some guys are hurt, but... Woof, that was an ugly lineup.
Yeah.
And you see that a lot, too, against some of these upper echelon arms, the Cy Young types, when you're getting guys' days off, usually with the lefties. But this was something where I think there's a lot of guys that are dealing with stuff injury-wise right now and trying to play through it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Want to hear from you. When is it time to push the panic button for the Baltimore Orioles? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's really hard to lose the season in April. We still have five more months, and it just takes a 6-7 game win streak, and then you're like, well, look, we're back at 500, and here we go.
That's Dean Kramer. Some confidence there. But is it time to push the panic button?
I mean, I think the panic button's been pushed by a lot of people already. Let me ask you something, though, Rob. Like, when you were there this weekend in Detroit, and you get a chance to see him, and I don't know how much you can tell us, how much, because people keep saying, like, I don't know if these guys are training the right way, if they're practicing hard, and they don't look like they're interested. How much are these guys working out and in the cage, like taking hits?
The clubhouse is empty a lot, not because they're running from you, but because they're putting in extra work. These guys put a lot of work in. I mean, in that tunnel, some places you go, especially on the road, when you pass through the lot, pass through the facility to get to the clubhouse, you see their other facilities, and these guys in the tunnel a lot.
I only asked this because last year we talked about this at Tampa Bay. Remember when the Randy Arozarena stuff started, and you had made the comment that the Orioles were out there working out before the Rays even got there, yeah. And the Rays came out so late, you're like, are they even going to work out? You know, do you think they're overdoing it to a degree? Like, could this be a part of, you know, the reason that they're getting hurt?
That's a great question, because they put in a lot of work. You look at some of the injuries, you could attribute it at the core injuries and things like that. They swing the bat a lot. I don't think before you guys think, well, that's because they're panicking. No, we talked about this last year when they were cruising, when they won 101 games, they put in this kind of work. So that's a good point. You know, these guys are, they're still young, but it's a lot of days and they swing the bat a lot. Let's go out to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm starting to panic a little bit.
Okay.
I had reservations anyway, you know, before the season starts, because I know how we go into these hitting funks and, you know, with all the pitching problems that we had. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I'm not worried. I think we should have some concern right now.
Thanks a lot, man. See, that's good. Concern, worry, or panic. I'm concerned, but I'm not panicked. Let's go to Rashawn.
Yankees coming to town.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. How was Detroit to you?
Oh, man, it was fun, man. I wish you could have checked that house party out whoopie Saturday.
Hold on. Is that the one where you took that lady home? Because that wasn't a snowbird I saw you with. That was somebody's mama.
Hey, you know I like them old, Jeremy. Come on, man. You know.
Yeah, but that was somebody's mama's mama is what I believe.
Hey, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, very seasoned, you know. Hey, man. But, Rob, thanks for the tickets, too, this weekend, man. You know, for the game, man.
Dude, even sitting though, up front, man.
Yeah, man. Rob be looking out, man. Rob be looking out. You know, even though it was cold as hell.
Hold on. Did you say Rob be looking out or Robbie looking out? Are you calling him Robbie now?
No, you guys are tight. Rob looking out, man. You know, it was cold. It almost froze my ass off out there, man. You know, for a beautiful stadium. On to the topic, though, right? I don't think, you know, we should panic or nothing like that, because what this panic is going to do, is it going to bring back Grayson any sooner, Eflin, or Bradish? So we got to, you know, we in a funk right now, you know, but most of our rotation hurt. So we got to just relax and hopefully things get better, you know, with people coming back off this injured list.
Hey, I just want to say, Rashawn, I'm proud of you because you pronounced all the names correct today. That's all right, man.
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. You know, I'm doing good. I'm getting better at this, man.
Putting in work.
I'm proud of Jeremy joking me.
Al got growing up there, Ed. He's growing up, man.
He is. I know. He's not growing up. He's been trolling us forever. We're the idiots.
Yeah. You think he's been doing this on purpose?
Yes.
I don't know.
He's a smart guy. He totally has been trolling us.
Let's go to Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I wouldn't panic just yet, but I think that Hyde needs to figure out these rotations, because yesterday when I looked at the rotation, the leadoff hit, like, come on, like, we can't just put Gunner in and Russ Mullins, like, it's just certain stuff like that.
That's irritating me. Like, what's there's that? No reason that Laureano needs to, like, put Gunner back in the leadoff spot. Like, what are we doing? Like, you moved him to second, and then what? Like, he's just got to stay there now? That's where he's hitting? I don't like it. Like, again, you talked about Laureano. Laureano shouldn't be batting leadoff for any effing team in Major League Baseball. None. So, I'm again, and I'm one of the few that actually like Brandon Hyde. I don't need to see Jorge Mateo. I know what he does. And I don't need to see Laureano hit.
Well, you know why you saw Mateo yesterday.
I know.
All the injuries.
Yeah.
Well, not the injuries, the ailments. And by the way, Sed's not injured. He's sick. Just to clarify.
He's sick of all this bullshit. Oh, sorry.
Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
It was good to see you yesterday, Jamie.
Yep. I was down in Little Italy at the bocce ball. And Antonio was over there killing it, right? He ate a bagel. It took him an hour, though. Took him an hour. That was a big-ass bagel he was eating, man. What's on your mind?
How do the Orioles fix their poor hitting offense? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
You fire the hitting coach, right? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Come on.
Get those torpedo bats.
look, this is...
Five of the first six outs were strikeouts. You got to make contact for the torpedo bats.
Get big ones.
But no, they're wider. They're, okay. Can we get those big red, like bats?
The Bam Bam bats?
Yeah, they used to have in wiffle balls. Like, hey, you got the big yellow ones?
Like a cricket paddle or something.
Yeah.
Wiffle ball.
Wiffle.
Let's go to Daniel in Severna Park. What's up, Daniel?
It's time to fire Brandon Hyde. Ooh. I'm sick and tired of his inconsistency. What happened to manufacturing runs? And when we get somebody on base, let's put the threat of steal on.
They stole three bases yesterday.
I know, but that's not consistent.
I'm just saying, you can't manufacture runs when you're not on, Daniel. That's the thing. I mean, you know, you can't, I mean, manufacture a car. I don't have the material.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, bake a cake. I don't have the ingredients.
Manufacture a cake.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just saying, you can't. People, what happened to manufacturing runs? Well, you got to get on base.
Yeah,
I just read you the on-base percentages.
You know what pissed me off is they manufactured a run after Jordan Westberg hit that triple. They hit a sack fly to knock his ass in. Like, you know, like, we put together an inning that has consecutive hits that aren't single, fly out, strikeout, you know?
I don't, whatever happened to manufacturing runs? Well, get on base. I don't get it. I mean, I understand you're griping about them not scoring. But sometimes we repeat things that we heard somewhere else, and we ain't really watching. We're having stolen bases. Well, Mateo had two of them yesterday. He could have had a third one, but the batter had two strikes on him and had to swing. He was gone to third. He was at third when they swung.
Aren't you guys watching? We got cereal and no milk, Kool-Aid and no sugar, ham, no burger. All that's going on right now. We can't have two things go at once.
Whatever happened to manufacturing? What are you talking about? We got runners on second and third, and you do nothing. That's me manufacturing.
Oh, this is just...
Let's go to Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Listen, I think they made a big mistake by not re-signing Santander. I think he was a good big part of this team, and I would have... He wasn't asking for that darn much money. I would have re-signed him.
How much was he asking for?
Was it 40 million a year? Is that what it was asking for?
He didn't make that in Toronto.
Right. It was less than that then, right? Am I right?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you got to know how much he was asking for to say it wasn't that much. I don't know what he was asking
he's
for.
He's hitting 179 with 30 strikeouts right now. I mean, he'd fit right in.
I mean, somebody said to me, he didn't ask for that much money. I said, well, what did he ask for? He just looked at me like, I was a dog that just saw a card trick. I can't say he didn't ask for much. I don't know what he asked for. The only reason why we know what Burns asked for, because he told us.
He's getting like $18 million a year.
He's hitting 179. But like, you know, I'm listening to people because I think the foregone conclusion is people are like, well, they should have re-signed Burns. They offered him $45 million. And I'm sitting here listening to you. If you said, well, why didn't you just go 6 years for less? He wanted to go to Arizona. They were going to have to top what Arizona was doing. For the people that are talking about Max Fried, he got an 8-year deal.
I ain't doing that.
And you're loving it now. Wait until we see what happens over the next few years.